Today, you have the fun opportunity to attend a special swimming event in a stadium in Cincinnati, Ohio. In this particular event, four individuals with the symptoms of Parkinson's are swimming in a swimming contest to raise money for Parkinson's. So it's quite a magnificent and fun event to attend. You are present now, and as it turns out, you only see three swimmers of the four swim team. One of the swim team members comes up to you and says, "We have a terrible problem. Our one member got sick just last night. We don't have four members to swim on this swim team. Could you please swim for us?" You say immediately, "But I have no swimming suit. I really just came to attend. And besides, I'm really not a swimmer." And the person says, "But you don't understand. If we don't finish, we won't raise money for anybody. We have the prospect of raising $100,000, but we must compete. We must finish or no money will be raised. Please, it doesn't really matter whether you've ever swum or not. If you could just put the swimming suit on and swim with us, be one of the members of the team. It's just 25 yards. Please come." And I invite you to respond with, "Of course I will participate." Put the swimming suit on. You can go to the dressing room quickly. This is, after all, in your imagination. Put the swimming suit on and then come out to the pool. Oh, the bell is now rung. And of course, you don't know quite how this works, but your team members are telling and explaining to you, you're the last member. You're the last link. So you have to wait for the other three to swim their 25 yards, and then it's up to you for the final lap. So you now notice that three now have about finished, and the third is coming up to hand you the baton. And yes, you pick it up, and you begin to swim that final 25 yards. Feel your body in the water swimming. Arm left, arm right, arm left, with legs paddling precisely at the pace they need to paddle. Effortlessly, no problem with becoming tired, for this, after all, is in your imagination. You remember swimming from when you were small. Very few splashes are made into the water because your stroke is near perfect. It doesn't take very long at all to get to the other side as you feel the other side hit your arm. And you bring yourself up with your arms up to the side of the pool victorious. Yes, the swim meet is finished. No, you didn't win the swim meet, but that wasn't the point. The point was to compete, and the point was to finish. You finished. You did it. You did it on the call of duty. You did it without even knowing you were going to be asked to do it. Congratulations. You have just accomplished an incredible feat, for at this event, not $100,000 were raised, but $500,000 were raised. Thanks to your courage, to your ability to go out of fear and into that place of knowing that your body can do anything you set your intention to do. Congratulations, you are a champion. Robert Rogers, thanks for joining me on this fantasy to renew your neural networks. You need it to do in any situation. Your imagination works miracles for being able to renew neural networks. Thanks for taking another imaginary journey with the interest in mind of finding new neural connections in your physical body. This is Robert Rogers, and I am from Parkinson's Recovery.